The Bird Show.
I gotta tell you, I've been waiting 3 days to talk to her. Kim here?
Yeah, I'll let her talk.
You're prejudging.
What is your issue with it right now?
The crap. How do you not know?
She doesn't think it's possible to live with somebody.
Yeah.
Did you read the email?
Seriously. No, I'm prejudging. I admit it.
You're a prejudging person.
That's right. I'm a prejudger.
Well said. Wow.
Hey, good morning, Kim. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you today?
Well, a little confused and upset.
I bet. I think this is one of those storylines that sort of weaves in and out so much that if we try to interrupt you while you tell the story, it will lose something in translation, you know? So I think it's probably smart for us just to sit back and enjoy the history and then shoot questions off of you when you're done.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, go for it.
Well, about, I guess it was like between six and seven years ago, I was in college. And I used to meet a lot of people online. I used to sit online for hours and chat, and I met this person. And we chatted probably 8 hours a day at least online. And I fell in love with him. I got to know him emotionally, and I got to know his personality before anything else. And emotionally, I fell in love with him. And we talked for about 2 years before we met, and we met in person a couple of times. It was kind of always a struggle. He would have excuses at first, but finally we did, and everything was great, and we got along perfectly. And so after a couple of years of, casual dating, he kind of moved in with me part-time. We were living together. We talked about marriage. He was there pretty much 24/7 on the weekends. He did work pretty far away, so he wasn't there during the week time. And then I want to say I was kind of a little bit maybe in denial. I was never sure. I knew there was something weird because I would try to be intimate and he would not be intimate with me. Got numerous fights over it. We broke up. We got back together. But I always kept going back because I was so emotionally attached and in love. Like, this person is my soulmate, that I kind of made excuses, I guess, or I was blind to it. And little things started piling up, and finally one day I was online, and he always was in, like, car clubs and stuff, and I saw his car with the girl's name. Under a girl's name, and everything kind of fell into place at that point, and I confronted her, and obviously she admitted it, and I was really upset at that point, obviously, and broke it off and decided I was never going to talk to her again. And she came to get her stuff from my apartment, and we sat down and talked, and I was okay with it, and we decided that we were going to try it out to be friends. And then it turned into more than friends. So the only people that know are my parents. Because obviously when I first found out, I went straight to my mom. So I'm so upset. My family doesn't know. I've been out. So since I found out, it's been about 2 years. And we were living together full time. And my parents are the only people that know. None of my family knows. She can't come to family functions. They don't even know. They know I live with somebody. They don't know who it is.
So
I have to keep it hidden.
Are you a lesbian? Like, do you consider yourself a lesbian now?
I would say I'm bisexual. But yes, we're fully together.
Okay. I've got a lot more, way more superficial questions than that. So the very first time, because you said you guys chatted online for 2 years, you had this relationship. You're building this emotional relationship before you meet face-to-face.
Yeah.
So you meet face-to-face for the first time, and there's no indication to you whatsoever that this is a woman?
No. She is, I would say, like a masculine woman. She has short hair. We're both a little bit overweight, so as far as, the women's chest, it wasn't there. It was kind of, you know, overweight men, they have little, like, man boobs. So it wasn't, there was no indication whatsoever for me.
But you had said that you weren't intimate with her to begin with. So, because my confusion was that if you were physical with her, how did you not get a clue? But you said you weren't intimate with her before the reveal.
Yeah, no.
The reveal.
Intimate, like, you know, to where you could find out.
Right. She would never kind of, she never obviously took her clothes off. She wouldn't kind of let me touch her. I mean, we did have a little bit, but it was mostly on my part. Mm-hmm. So, and she's kind of, there was a lot of excuses. They changed, they were different, but, and all of them now looking back were ridiculous, but I was so emotionally involved, and I was just blind to it. Like, love is blind, and I was completely just in denial.
So for 4 years, she intentionally deceived you that she was a man.
Yes.
You know how much work that must have been? I mean, yes. That means you guys are living in the same house, so you're never allowed to see her in the shower. You're never allowed to see her when she wakes. I mean, she's never naked around you, ever, ever, ever.
And she goes to the bathroom?
Bathroom?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, was, we were never, before so, I found out, we weren't 100% full-time living together. She was kind of there on the weekends. Living with me, would come in Friday afternoon and leave, you know, Monday morning. But yeah, it was, the bathroom door was always locked. And, you know,
it's so unfair for her to have done that to you. Like, I do not endorse anybody, you know, even though you may be a lesbian or a gay man and you try to, and you want to be in love with someone and you don't want them to judge you, but to deceive them, I completely blame her for putting you through this, the self, you know, reflection, which you came out saying, you know what, I don't care, I love you for who you are, but now you're having to deal with your family and everybody, and I just, I don't know.
I'm just so surprised. It must have taken so much effort for her to try to hide this for so many years and for you to be so emotionally invested and really not see what was in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, there was many times when I was suspicious, and I questioned, you know, him. But I was just so involved and invested in our relationship that it just, like, it didn't matter. I don't know. Looking back on it now, I was, you know, 2 years ago, I was at the same place that you guys are at, where I was like, this is ridiculous. You know, you're crazy. You're insane. You know, obviously when I first found out, I was out of my mind.
Sure.
Did you ever even question before? Because that means you can't cuddle. How do you not look at somebody's hands? Because hands are very important. I think there's a big difference between guys' hands and women's hands. And even like
texture. No bras, no women's
bras,
underwear,
like,
no feminine products.
Yeah, how did the laundry get done?
How did she escape that?
Well, you know, since we weren't living together this whole time, the laundry thing, you know, laundry was done separately. We didn't do each other's laundry. Her hands are, they're kind of masculine. Mm-hmm. There was little things here and there. The facial hair thing was one thing, but, you know, I mean, I'm a woman and I'm a little bit more hairy than probably a lot of women are. And so she's just a little less hairy than some men are. You know, I guess it's hormonally different between every person.
What about meeting her family? Because you must have not been able to meet any family members in those 4 years.
No, I didn't. I didn't meet. Well, the story was his mother died when he was young. And then as we were like year three, I guess, or so into it, his dad died. So like he didn't have a family.
Mm-hmm. Is that true, or did she lie about that?
No, that was a lie.
Oh, God. So
Whoa,
everything.
Oh, that's a big lie.
This whole life is a big old lie until she tells you, finally.
So she wanted to be a boy so badly she completely changed her life to try to be one.
Yeah. We've sat and talked about it. What she told me was that in those 2 years that we talked online, she fell so in love with me, as I did with her, that she knew I wouldn't want to be with her if she knew I was, if I knew she was a she.
Mm-hmm. So are you struggling with any thoughts of, okay, I fell in love with a person that really doesn't exist? Because the whole family situation isn't there. Oh. She's not a man. I mean, the person that you fell in love with is sort of it's really not there.
Yeah, I really did. I struggled with all of this stuff. And it took me, we didn't talk for at least a month, and I had a month to just sit and stew in all these questions and all these, you know, uncertainties and betrayal. And then when we sat down and talked, it was like nothing, the time hadn't passed. We were so emotionally connected that it just, I don't know, you meet someone and they're your partner, they're someone that we can look at each other and not even have to speak. We just know what each other's thinking. We're soulmates. And so it was kind of, for me, it was, I just love this person so much that it doesn't matter, you know, if it's a man or a woman or what. I'm just in love with the soul.
All right, Kim, so now that we're done with sort of the shocking part of the whole thing, what is it that you're hoping to get out of this call?
Well, obviously, right now I'm at a point where I'm in a relationship with her, and I really love her, and I want to be with her, and my family doesn't know, besides my parents, my sisters, my brother, nobody knows, and I have to hide it, and I feel like I'm going to be with her for the long run, so I don't know how to come about telling anybody.
Okay, well, let's do this then. Let me just, in the interest of time here, let me go into commercials and come back, and we'll try to get you some advice. So at the base of it, if you can get through the whole shocking part of the whole thing, at the very base of it is, if you're gay, how do you tell your parents that you're gay, even though she doesn't really feel gay?
Well, it's a little different, though, because she said her parents already know. I think the thing is that she's having to do to other people what she just did to us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know this person is a him. It's really her, but I've decided to stay with her and to get their support. So
you got a comment or you got advice? That's a lot to take in.
Or
right
if you've been in this situation and you know exactly how she should work through it with him, her.
The Bert Show.